This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Moon Ministries, and I am on with you at the crack of dawn. Okay, not really, but I've already been up for hours, but it's pretty early here in Florida because I am back home, amen, from Moravian Falls. Had an amazing time there with the Lord. After Atlanta, he had called me to go hang out there with him up on the mountain. And so I went and stayed in a cabin and just literally, I worked on my book when he told me to. But some of the times he was just like, you're just going to sit here with me. And so that the cabin I stayed in has an awesome front porch. And so I would just sit there and literally the whole first day, I call it like just dwelling. I just sat there with soaking instrumental on and I just, you know, worshiped, prayed in the spirit. I soaked and I literally for like 9 hours. So had a great time, had an amazing week with the Lord, had all kinds of angelic visits, angels all over in the cabin, especially walking around in the upstairs loft, and they would make themselves known. So I told you I would tell some stories. So I am going to open with an angel story before I get into this word that I'm releasing. But we had a fantastic time with all the angels. So it was the second or third morning in, and it was too cold outside yet for me to go sit outside. So I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to sit in the living room area, but I like my worship really loud when I'm in my time with the Lord. And so I was like, you know, I just had it blasting. I had whatever song he woke me up with all night in the spirit is usually what I will turn on, and I'll play it for hours. And so I had it on repeat blasting, and I was just sitting in the living room area by myself and, you know, no one around. And I was just enjoying time with the Lord. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, kabam, mid-song, my music gets turned off. And then all of a sudden, then I could hear them walking around upstairs. Like they made themselves known. They turned my music off. And I was just like, wow, you know, okay. So I said, I see you. I hear you. I acknowledge. Well, I wasn't seeing them at that point. But I said, I acknowledge you. You know, amen. Thank you for being here, hanging out with me. And so after that, I kind of just sat in the glory and was like, I don't know if I should turn the music back on because it could offend them. Because obviously they wanted it off for a second. And so, but it was stuff like that. Just fun, you guys. It was fun. But an amazing time with the Lord. And other stories, like literally, I was just sitting on the couch. I had come back in from hanging out outside. And I was working on my book inside in the living room. And I had the music going, of course. And the place is really cool. And so they have it set up like with for where worship music can play inside, outside, like everywhere. Okay. So it's really cool. And so I had it on everywhere in the house. And all of a sudden I hear the scratching on the wall, like someone had a stick writing on the wall. And I was like, that's weird. And so I turned the music down and I was just like watching the wall where I could hear it. And I was just like, what is happening? And then the staff member I brought with me, she was back in her room doing whatever with the door closed. And so I told her, I was like, hey, come out here. Do you hear this? And so we were listening to this, like, whatever on the wall. And it was awesome, you guys. Anyway, so we're not crazy for real. And so we're listening to this, and I'm like, I am not crazy, but does it sound like somebody's writing on the wall with like a stick? And she was like, yeah, it does. She's like, it does. And so we sat there listening to it, and it was happening, you guys, literally, like, and we watched, we didn't physically see it, but we watched the sound go across the wall, the cabin. It was like, it's a real cabin, so it's like knotty wood, like going across, like they were writing a message, to me. And I was like, whoa. And then it was like to get my attention. And then as soon as the writing stopped, then all of a sudden I could hear them upstairs again, walking around, like someone was in the loft. Nobody was up there, walking around, like a human-sized person, because you gotta understand it's a real cabin. So it's really creaky. And so when anywhere we walk, it sounds like a cabin. And so when nobody's moving, it's dead silent. And so we could hear them. And so I was like, whoa. And so I was like, okay, you got my attention. And then, I'm a little weird too, because I'm like, I want to know what he was writing on the wall. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, you got to tell me what you're writing on the wall, because I want to know what the message of the angel was, or were they just being funny to get my attention? But so I like go all the way with it. I want to know every little thing. And so we were sitting there, and then we could hear them upstairs. And then as we were sitting there, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Because there was a big window in the loft, and we could see it from where I was sitting in the living room. We could see the big window at the top of the stairs. And I was like, I see one of them in the reflection of the window. And so we could see them, you guys. They made themselves known. And even after we started talking about it, they didn't leave. Like, they just sat there, like, yep, we're here. Check us out, And so it was really cool. And so the first reflection I saw, and then the angel just stayed there, was a man's face, but like a lion. So it was a man with like a tallit or whatever you want to call it, like prayer covering. I just call it a prayer shawl over him. And he was just there, but I could see the reflection of him in the window that he was there in the room, standing there. And I was like, whoa. And we were just like, oh my gosh. And I was like, thank you, Lord, for not letting them show themselves and give me a heart attack. Okay. So this was a calm version. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was like, it's a lion, like a lion, but a man with lion features. And I was like, whoa. And so I got my phone out and I took pictures of it. I was not gonna dare go up there and interfere with nothing. You got to fear God, you guys. So I still want to like have pictures though. So I stayed at the bottom of the stairs, but I took a picture of it with my phone. I got a reflection of the angel in the window. You could see it, totally see him in it. Then my staff member that was with me, we both took pictures, because whoever got the best one, So she took pictures too from down below. And hers was more clear. And on hers, when you zoomed in, you saw that behind that angel was a giant eagle angel with a giant eagle eye. All we saw was the eye. It was about this big. And anyway, you guys, we had a riot of a good time in Moravian Falls. We could hear the angels walking on our roof all night long. In the loft of the house, Constant activity. I would be sitting out early in the morning. Well, I was spent like endless hours with Jesus, and then wrote on my book when he told me to. And so, but as I was sitting out there, it would be dead. No wind, you guys, not even a stitch, not even a leaf on a tree was moving. And there's tons of trees around the cabin, like giant 30-foot trees. And then all of a sudden I would see one tree and the leaves would move. And then the big thick branches that were like bigger around than my body. Okay. They would sway, just one tree. And I would be like, I see you. I recognize you. And it was like giant angels walking through the trees. But they would bump it like they were bumping into the trees one at a time. Anyway, so we had an amazing time. God shared a whole lot with me. I had several dreams while I was there. Today, that's not what I'm sharing, but it was an amazing time. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you like hearing my angel stories. So I'm going to tell them, even if it makes the video longer. Okay. And just have the expectation that when you're done watching the video, or even now, check yourself for gold dust, because anytime I start talking about that stuff, well, actually it happens everywhere I go, but like all the time, but in general, gold dust, silver dust, stuff starts showing up and manifesting. And so be loyal, you guys. See that? Be loyal. Okay. I have messages on my mugs and they're all Snoopy. I do not know why I need deliverance. Okay. But they all say like, be loyal, be kind, be real, you know? Anyway. Okay. Pretty sure I do that one really well. It's my favorite mug. So, okay. So we're getting ready to go to Kenya, and I wanted to say physically, I'll probably record another word before I go, obviously, but I wanted to tell all of you that have donated and, you know, poured funds in for us to go. We are beyond honored and blessed, and we're excited to go there. So just so you kind of know what we're doing there, I'm going to be spending 4 days. We are going to be doing conference style things during the day at the church, and then at the crusade grounds, which will hold 10 to 15,000 people. I will be doing a crusade every night for 4 nights. And so, and I'll be speaking in those, and then others on the team, ministry team, and my sons will be ministering during the day. They will help me at night with, you know, whatever needs, you know, I need help with. But during the day, they will actually be having times where they will be ministering. And then we have students coming in that are joining us to get on the ground training under me. So they're going to come in and join us. And we're going to have an amazing time. And so we leave on the 20th. Of May, and I don't get back until like the 1st of June. So I'm going to be disappearing from America for a little bit, and excited to go, and just so want to see all that God's going to do. Every dollar you give, you guys, is to the souls that are going to be saved there, the massive miracles that are going to happen. I mean, there's no words. I'm so excited to go there and just do all that God's called me to do. I typically don't necessarily, I'll preach the gospel, but it's usually, I usually prophesy, and I usually words of knowledge, you know, healing, deliverance, miracles, you know, that kind of thing. And so excited to go and see all that God wants to do. Now, side note, as we were choosing our hotel there, because you have to choose wisely, it is down the street from one of the top vacation destinations in the world, honeymoon destinations in the world, but we're not staying in that area because we need to be closer to the airport. And so some of the reviews on the hotels were like, yeah, I went down to get breakfast and there was big old cockroaches crawling all over the food. And they were like, we were done. And anyway, I was like, I will camp on the beach. So I told one of my staff members that was with me when she was helping me look. And I was like, we will take an extra suitcase and I will have my sons. We have camping gear. We will take a tent and our little auto pop-up mattresses, air mattresses, and I will go sleep on the water. Like I will go sleep on the beach near some bathrooms and a shower. I'm good. I ain't playing with no cockroaches. I will not be boxed in to a room and hang out with cockroaches. It ain't going to happen. I'm going to believe that's not going to happen because we got a very good, highly rated hotel. Everywhere we looked, it was highly rated and no one ever mentioned cockroaches. So here's the thing. I see cockroaches at the same level as snakes. I'm not sharing space. So I'll go sleep. I don't even care. I'll rough it. I'll go in a tent before I share space with cockroaches and snakes. And so, so pray for me, pray for us that we don't have to deal with a lot of that. I think it could be inevitable, but, I'm just going to have to cover myself in the blood and make sure I got a shovel with me for real. So, okay. I have an amazing word, you guys. But I have missed being on with you. You know, I try to release a word at least weekly. And then I have reels going out and I'm trying to think of what else has. Okay. Other things really quickly. Anointed to Win, the conference that we're doing based on my deliverance book. It's going to be a 2-day deliverance conference here in the Orlando area. I believe I have a venue nailed down. A pastor friend of mine is going to let me use her church, a very nice church. But I will not be releasing that until it's whatever. But we're going to be making it ready for you to start registering. Because as you know, I've been announcing it's at the end of June. We will be doing this deliverance conference based on the book I wrote. It would be very important for you if you're going to come to the conference, buy the book and read it before you come. And then we're just going to be pouring into, you're going to basically be learning all about how to basically defeat the demons that come to basically try to steal your future. We are anointed to win. And what that means is through the power of the cross, there is a power available to us that he wants all of us walking in. We're not supposed to be dead, dry bones. And so I'm going to be doing commissioning, impartation of fire, all the things at the end of the conference, but you need to come because it's going to be all deliverance. You're going to be learning a lot and all that. There is a fee because it is a different type of conference. And so you can get on spiritmove.global and check that out. Amen. And you can find out more about that. I'm so, so excited to have this ministry be considering hosting us and, you know, just all that God's going to do at the conference. It's going to be amazing. And so I will be doing most of the speaking and the teaching. I did write the book, so I will be doing that. And I'm very excited to do that. And so I'm looking forward to that. You guys, there's so much more stuff. I'm not going to keep going with it. But God is on the move, you guys, and we have to keep moving with him. So he's on the move and we have to stay hungry. We have to be willing to put in the time to position ourselves to receive. And I'm not going to get fully into that yet. You might end up hearing a touch of it at some point during this word because you know how I am. Okay. But if you don't know Jesus and you don't spend time with him, nothing else falls in place. If it is, it's been drummed up in human form. Okay. I'm going to relax on a spanking so soon. Okay. Okay. So the Lord gave me this vision. He kept leading me to read Ezekiel 10. And Ezekiel is one of my most favorite books in the Bible, as you can expect. When I read his book and I read Isaiah and Jeremiah and some of the other, and Daniel and some of the other minor prophets, I feel way less weird. I'm like, I see, I'm not even weird. I have never done that. I've never did this. I've never done these weird things. I am not weird, you guys. So I just obey the Spirit, and it may seem like it makes me weird. Even if I don't look weird, I don't think I do. I look normal in general, but I'm not fully normal, like in the spirit, okay? And so, but he kept leading me to read Ezekiel 10, and it is a powerful, powerful chapter about the glory leaving the temple. And there's so many things I could say in that. I'm going to try to stick to what I'm here to release, but man, the whole it's huge, you guys. Why would it need to leave the temple? What was going on in the temple? Okay. See, I could go all kinds of places with it. I'm not going to do it. Okay. You guys ready? I'm going to stop slurping and I'm going to read. Okay. So he kept telling me to read Ezekiel 10, like all throughout the night. He'll wake me up with scriptures. He'll wake me up, you know, with whatever. And then the next morning, before I had read it, I sat with him deep in worship and he basically gave me this vision. And I just wrote here, the Lord gave me a vision of hot coals falling from the sky onto the earth. And so he just kept showing me that vision over and over of just hot coals dropping all over, everywhere, all over the earth. And not just the United States, but everywhere. And so I previously released a word, I think in 2021, that the Lord gave me that was similar, but it had a totally different message. And this one, I was like, okay, Lord, I was like, you know, what are you trying to tell me? And so as I sat in the vision, I will usually wait a minute, you guys. And the reason I explain these things to you is so you learn how to do it, okay? I'm always kind of teaching. I have a problem with that. So I probably need deliverance from that. I don't think I do, but other people could maybe say that. But I want you to learn. I'm not going to do things for you. When I have a student or a staff member text me with a dream, I get them all the time. Everybody wants me to tell them what does this dream mean? And I don't have any problem. I love it. It's what I'm called to do. But I also want them to learn to do it. So I don't give them the answer. When they text me or I get an email from students saying, I had this dream. What does it mean? Can you ask Apostle Liberty what it means? I will usually respond to them and basically tell them to summarize it and ask yourself these questions. And my whole goal is for them to learn how to do it themselves. And so this is what I do. And so every now and then, if it's a warning, I'll be like, oh man, I just got to tell them what it is, like this is what you got to do. But if it's not like an emergency, I make them figure it out. And so I'm here to grow people and teach them, you know. And so, but I love it. Send me your dreams and visions, you guys. I want to see them and hear them. Many of you are hearing from the Lord. It's the end times. You don't even know it. You're prophetic. You don't even know it. And this is why I love the school and the teaching and all that God's called me to do, because there's so many people, we need to pull it out of you. You don't even know what you carry. And it's, you know, it's fun. So, okay. So he gave me this vision of the coals falling from the sky all over the earth. And so this is what the Lord said. As I sat in the vision and I was watching the coals drop, the Lord said, I'm dropping my heavenly coals upon my people. My heavenly coals are being poured out at a greater level, just as the coals were within a wheel, as Ezekiel prophesied. As he saw them removed by the man clothed with linen, and he was told to scatter the coals. These coals will be placed in the hands of man. My men and women of God will receive these coals to be scattered among the nations for my glory and kingdom. I'm pouring my coals from these coals have left the temple and are on the move. Catch the coals, my people, catch them and carry them into the nations. I'm calling my people to go scatter the coals. Scatter them, my people, scatter them and set people ablaze for my glory and kingdom. What heaven releases is not just for you. See, and we live like that. You know, our own, what I call our own little individual Christian world. You know, me, 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 I. That ain't going to work for the end times and the end time remnant, you guys. Go be the coals and scatter them upon the earth so my word can go forth and the power of the cross can be made manifest across the land. Heaven's coals are coming. Catch them, my people, and go set the world ablaze. You must choose to catch them and not let the fire from the temple go out, my people. You are the temple. Now go be the temple for my end time glory. And so let me read real quick. I'm going to read a couple of spots in Ezekiel so you understand if you're new to all this. Okay, this is Ezekiel was a major prophet in the Bible, and he released prophecies, you know, for near the future then and the end times. Okay, so this is Ezekiel 10. And I looked, and there in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim were a there appeared like sapphire stone, having the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Then he spoke to the man clothed with linen and said, go in among the wheels under the cherubim, fill your hands with the coals of fire from among the cherubim and scatter them over the city. And he went in as I watched. Okay. Now I'm going to skip ahead because there's a lot and I'm not going to read it all, to verse 6. Then it happened when he commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, take fire from among the wheels, from among the cherubim, that he went in and stood beside the wheels. And the cherub stretched out his hand from among the cherub to the fire that was among the cherub. Just so you guys know, this ain't something you want to say five times, because it's kind of like, it's a lot. Okay. And took some of it and put it into the hands of the man clothed with linen, who took it and went out. The cherubim appeared to have the form of a man's hand under their wings. So here's the thing. I just really felt as the Lord gave me the word. He's like, Liberty, my temple is not the church building. It is the people. So let me give you an example. I'm what they call a sent one. That's why I'm Apostle Liberty. I don't always refer to myself as that. I usually just say Liberty, you know. But my ministry is apostolic. And so there's a lot that I do, but I'm a sent one. And so what that means is I'm not called to just sit at a local church. Not that it's not wonderful and beautiful. It's some people's call. In a little town, never leave. Not that that's a put down. Some people are called to that, but I'm trying to narrow it down to look like a small space to you so you can understand what I'm saying. You know, to stay in a church, you know, do ministry there, never leave, never travel, never do, I have to go. So I'm a sent one. And so I have a church that's a home base here in Florida that I respect and I love them and I attend when I'm there, and they're my home church. But outside of that, I'm a sent one. And so I wouldn't be able to stay. I mean, I would stay because I have a home base now. So you understand, because of the call on my life, I can't always stay home. I can't stay home, just go to church every Sunday, you know, maybe, you know, like I used to be a lead pastor, you know, teach every other Sunday or preach every week, and then never leave and go scatter the coals. He's called me to go scatter the coals. He's called me to go to other houses, other cities, other territories, and release the glory. And man, I'm getting so hot right now. I can feel the glory. If I don't do that, I will die. Literally 1,000 deaths. I will implode. Because what I carry has way more work to do than just releasing a message on a Sunday morning, or a connect group during the week, or teaching a school of ministry class. I'm called to go out. And what I call leaving deposits, I just did the word about heavenly deposits. If you didn't see it, go back and watch it. It's an amazing word about God is pouring out heavenly deposits right now, but at the same time, it can be scary to receive them. You know, you hear the stories of people who I won $5 million from the lottery, and then within a year, they're broke and worse than they were before they won the money because they didn't steward it well. They probably didn't, first of all, didn't give 10% to God and then give a big old offering. That helps cure a lot of things. And so, you know, if you're not putting God first, so a heavenly deposit sometimes can feel like a lot, especially if it bumps up against stuff. But outside of that, so I leave deposits. I am called to literally leave my house, go travel to that ministry or that church or that territory or that nation, and I leave deposits. I scatter the coals and then I come back home. I have a home base. I'm mostly here. I'm really only gone 5 or 6 days a month. The rest of the time I'm home, like my home where I live. But I have to go do that. I will literally implode. If I don't go and release the mandate he's given me and what I carry, I have to go release that glory other places. And so for you, maybe you're like, well, I'm not a massive glory carrier, Liberty. What does that mean for me? No, but you, what did he tell the man? Clothed in linen, take the coals and scatter them over your city. For me, he tells me over the earth, but for you, it could be your city. It could be the kids in your kids' church. It could be whatever it is. We still have to take the fire, the glory, the power of the cross, and we have to scatter it. Whatever your sphere of influence is. And so mine's a large version because I get called to travel all over. And like I said, I'm not always gone, but I do travel. And so you may not be called to actually leave the city you live in, but you're still called to scatter the coals. You're still called to be one of the men in linen. Now, it's a whole nother teaching. You got to be in the white linen. It was the man dressed in white. Okay, that's a whole nother Bride of Christ message, okay? So I'm not going to get into all that because this really will be a super long video then. But so like I said, there's so many messages just in Ezekiel 10. I could have a heyday for the body of Christ. And so, but you're called to scatter it. If you go and you work somewhere, you're going to go there. And if you're the only Christian, I know it's hard, you guys, but good. You're there for a reason. Scatter the coals of Jesus. You go and you take your joy. You take, you know, the love of God. You take everything that you stand for through your salvation, the power of the cross, all that God's done for you, and you go release it into your workplace. There's small forms. Scatter the coals in your household. You need to throw them on your children. That's your first ministry if you have kids. You need to be raising them in the Lord. You scatter those coals on your babies. You scatter them on, you release them onto your family members. Sometimes those family members get pruned out because they can't handle it. They can't handle the purity, the consecration, and the fire that comes with, you know, that level of life in Christ. You have to be okay with that, but you can't quit. We have to scatter the coals. We have to continue working towards purity so we can actually take the coals and go do it, because the man was in white, dressed in white linen, you guys, purity. And so, wherever you're called to, we've got to scatter them. We're the temple. The glory has left the building. It doesn't mean we don't have corporate places of worship. It doesn't mean we don't have local churches. Of course we do. We're called to fellowship and come together in one accord. And I will be big on this because I was a lead pastor and I loved everything that I did. I loved reaching the community, all the stuff that we did, from top to bottom. Okay. And so I'm a sent one. I travel and I go out. But you still have to have what I, you know, what I call your local fires, you know, house fires, where you go weekly and you you give your tithes, you support, you volunteer, you help when you can, you serve. If you don't travel, then you can be more involved with that. Maybe it's through kingdom business that God's called you to, but you're still to honor your local church. And so we're still supposed to have the places of worship where we come together, where we have the ability to be in one accord. And you guys, I could say so much, you guys, I could be all over the place with this. I'm trying to track with it and keep with, okay. But in the book of Acts, before the Holy Spirit came, what's the big revelation right before? They were all in the upper room in one accord, okay? So that cures your question on that. That should blow your mind. You're probably thinking, I've read that verse hundreds of times. Yeah, let it blow your mind. In one accord, unity. Very necessary in the body of Christ, you guys. The end time remnant is going to have unity. They are going to be in one accord, in purity, and they're going to be Marys is what they're going to be. And you guys already know, I'm not going to start preaching on that. I've been telling you guys this for years, years, years. The end time remnant is going to be a Mary, not a Martha. If you're a Martha, you have nothing to pull from. What can you give to others? You're not sitting with the Lord and receiving for yourself and allowing him to strengthen you and pour into you. See, because I could do five messages here, you guys, or words. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to like not give you another big old spanking. But here's the thing. One accord. So you still have to have the corporate body, the local church. But we all have a form of coals. We're a coal. But we're to take the coals from the heavens, from the glory realms, and we're to spread them. We're to spread the fire, the joy, the healing glory. Whatever it is God's called you to, we're to spread them. Whether it's in your workplace, whether you're a school teacher and it's in the school you work, spread the coals, you guys. Scatter the coals. Set everything around you ablaze. And so, like I said, for me, I'm called to go out and do that in territories, locations, nations, other people's churches, which is what I'll be doing this Sunday for Pentecost, which I haven't really announced it a lot, but a church in Lakeland, a Pentecost church there, a Spanish church. I will be doing a Pentecost fire event there this weekend. And I love to go and leave a deposit. That's what I'm called to do, is take what the Lord's given me, what I carry, and release it so others can be set ablaze. And they can be filled with the glory and, you know, whatever God wants to activate through that process. And so I'm honored to do that. And it's a blessing to go and scatter the coals, you guys. We have to go scatter the coals. And that's your big word from the Lord right now, you guys. Go be the temple. Scatter the coals. Whatever your sphere of influence is. Number one, you don't let your fire go out, because then you won't have any fire to spread. You have to have something to release. We're called to release, you guys. We're called to receive, be filled, and release. Receive, be filled, learn, grow, and release. We should always be releasing. Otherwise, we get so full, like I said, I'll implode. If he says, Liberty, you're going to go there, you're going to do that revival, or usually it's, when I say revival, it's like miracle, healing, signs, wonders, not necessarily like just evangelism, okay? And so when he says, go do that, if I don't obey, oh man, I will die. Literally. If I don't obey, what the mantle he's put on me, and he says, go do this, Liberty. I have to go do it. And we have to be obedient, even if it's to just scatter the coals to our neighbor or scatter the, like I said, to your coworkers, whatever the form is, to your local church, to your children, to your spouse. They should all be on the receiving end of the coals and the releasing of the glory and the spreading of the glory on the earth. And it's very, very important, you guys. He is a fierce God. And people will say all day long, you know, well, he don't need my help. Yes, some things he needs you to not help him. Do not help him. But at the same time, we are to help him. We're the body. He's the head. We're the ones that he empowers to go do the work. So then we have to be obedient to it, or nothing gets done. And we have to be in unity. We have to do it in unity and know our job, know the call, and know why we're here on the earth serving Christ and everything that we're doing. It's not to be seen. It's not to have a position in the church. It's not to say we're somebody. We're at the end of the day, we're still going to be nobody. Jesus is all things. But the point is to be obedient to what he is telling you to do. It's never going to be about you. And I know that is very hard to swallow, you guys. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. I remember back in the day, I cannot remember the song. It's an old song. But I don't even remember. I was probably like 25. And we were in church and worship. And this specific song was playing. And just boom, the Holy Spirit was like, Liberty, it ain't about you. You know, that cures a lot. That is very helpful. And at the moment, you're probably thinking, well, yeah, that's like not a big deal. No, it was. At the moment, as someone who did not grow up in any of it, and I was radically saved just before I turned 18, and I really was just like, you know, doing it. I was just like, whoa. I literally sat there in worship. I was like, it's not about me. It's not about me. And so here's the thing. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus. It ain't ever going to be about you. It's always going to be about him. He's king. And our job is to scatter the coals, release what he's given us, spread the fire, spread the glory, healing, miracles, signs, wonders. And here's the thing. Don't be afraid to talk about the glory. I have people who have stopped following me because I talk about the glory. Because I talk about the gold dust. You guys, it shows up. Literally, you can't make it up. I cannot stop it. It's everywhere. Okay, here's an example. I realize it makes me sound really weird, like I'm out there, okay? Or I'm like mystical or something. It's not like that. This is the glory. It is normal for heaven. It's normal. We're the ones. If you got any kind of religion on you, it's gonna mess you up. You got to get rid of religion, because it will ruin you from enjoying the glory realms, all that heaven offers. Because you're gonna be scared to death that, oh my gosh, I'm gonna look like a weirdo, or, well, you know, and you're gonna judge and think you're something. You ain't nothing. Rebuke religion, and let God be God. So here's an example. And this is a whole nother video I am going to do, because he's been talking a lot to me about it. It's a whole nother prophecy and a dream I'm going to be doing. Okay. But I was on my way yesterday. I was out and about doing things, and I was on my way. And I went to look in the rearview mirror, and I was like, there was giant flecks of silver on my face. Like, you know, giant. And like super noticeable, giant. And I was like, whoa, what is up? And I always have worship on everywhere I go, unless it's an audio book or the audio Bible. And so I was like, so then I thought about, what was I thinking about? And literally, all I was thinking about was I was thanking God for protecting me from all the Ishmaels. That's literally what was I was thinking about. I was like, Lord, I don't want no Ishmael ministry connections. I don't want anything that's not God's will is an Ishmael to you. It may be great for someone else, but if it ain't for you. So that's a whole nother word. But I was just thanking God. I was like, thank you, God, for protecting me from Ishmaels. Thank you that you love me so much. You give me a butt whooping. You should be thankful for butt whoopings. I want butt whoopings. I welcome them. I don't want to stay the same. I don't want to go around and keep doing things that offend God or hurt his heart. I would never want to do that. And the thought of that literally wrecks me. So, spank me, Lord. Whoop my butt off. Do what you got to do. Even if you got to strip, you know how when you were a kid, you're like, you're getting a really bad one today. They're going to pull your pants down and then give you a spanking. Whatever you got to do. So, I'll take it because I want to please him, you know? And so I was just really thanking him for protecting me from Ishmaels and that he would keep protecting me from Ishmaels. And a ministry alignment, you guys, ministry connections. God has done so much pruning the last couple of years in my life in ministry. My life last 3 or 4 years, but outside of that, you know, amen. It's necessary. And I'm so thankful for it, you guys. And so that's what I was thinking about. And then all of a sudden, poof, you know, there was angelic manifestations, glory manifesting. And then when I got to the place where I was going, I got out and my hands were oozing. I have someone here. My hands were oozing silver dust. And so I was just like, whoa. So he really appreciated me thanking him for protecting me from stupid things. And so here's the thing. We're going to pray. You guys, we're going to declare that we're hot coals. We're going to declare that we are the men in white linen. We're the man in white linen. We're going to go and scatter the coals. Whatever your sphere of influence is, you're going to come in unity with the glory, unity with the Holy Spirit, unity with the temple, the angelic realm. It's all involved. Ezekiel 10, read the whole chapter. We're going to come in alignment with all the things in unity so that we can work properly as the body of Christ and scatter the coals. And so let's go ahead and pray now. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Lord, we say, use us to scatter your coals. Oh man, that we would be the man in white linen, that we would be holy and pure, that you would choose us and you would use us to scatter the coals, Lord. Oh, that we would take the fire and the power of the cross that we've been given and we would release it onto whatever you tell us to release it onto, Lord, that we would not let our fires go out and we would not let your fire go out anywhere with any influence. We would not allow it to go out anywhere, Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. We honor you. We will be your fire. We will scatter your coals. We will walk in one accord so that the glory can manifest through us as your remnant, Lord. We will not be religious and we will allow you to move. We will allow your angels to move. We will participate with all that heaven offers, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Lord. And give us whatever spankings we need so that we can fulfill the call. We thank you, Lord. Teach us, grow us, discipline us. We do not want to stay the same. Amen and amen. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you. And you guys, I could keep going. I love you. I'm going to go and be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Amen. Some of you I will see this Sunday, Pentecost in Lakeland. I might be on before then anyway, but anyway, I love you guys. I will talk to you later. Bye.